Okay. Second series this morning is raising the bar. It's going from the pit to the pinnacle. From the pit to the pinnacle. How many have been in the pits before? I mean, flat out. You know what I'm talking about. That's it. Well, like I just met you, buddy, today, and you don't know me. But as you get to know me, you're going to say, wow, he has been in the pit just like I have been. Okay? And I'm not ashamed or afraid to tell you struggle or pain or hurt in my life. That makes me different as a pastor, I think. I know what it is to not feel like you matter, that you're not worth anything. That's why I tell you I matter. Say it with me. I have value. Say it with me. I have. Why do you do that, Clark? Because you do matter. And because you do have value. And because I didn't know I did. Y'all listening to me or not? Okay? So God loves you. So we're doing a little series from the pit to the pinnacle. And we did a message on the pit. We got inside. We crawled inside of it. We looked at it. It's nasty in that pit, man. Okay? But you can be in the pit or you can make it a pit stop. You can come out of the hole if you want to. Did you hear me? Yes or no? The whine, you can whine. And believe it or not, whining when you're in the pit, it'll win you some friends. You'll find you some other whiner people that'll get in a hole with you. But at the end of the day, you ain't out of the pit. You're creating something. You just got you something going on in the pit, but you're still in the pit. Or you can get out of the pit. And you're not going to get out of the pit and be successful and have the life that you can have if you don't base it on Jesus Christ. And that God loves you and that he created you in his image and his likeness. Okay? So this whole series is based on that Ephesians. We've been looking at the book of Ephesians a good bit. Not so much today necessarily. But you, today's message, we've already got you out of the pit. And you got to get some things down. We talked about that last week. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. I'm not as I was, and I'm not the same person that I was. Okay, I'm different because of Jesus Christ. Today, let's roll with this message. Same focus, same idea. Say that with me. I'm getting it. Come on, church, one more time. I'm getting it. If you want to get out of that pit, you got to get some things down. But you got to get some things going. Amen. I can't get you out of the pit. Your family can't get you out of the pit. I meet people all the time whose families try to get them out of the pit. Please, I want you out of the pit. And I thank God for families that care. But until you want to get your tail out of the pit, there's a good chance you ain't getting out of the pit. Are y'all listening or not this morning? All right, so let's go with the message. It's going to be a little different, but let's just go with it. It's something I put together a while back. I do a little bit of counseling along the way, so we're just going to share some things. Let's just talk this morning. Let's go roll, Rog. Push me, buddy. Here we go. I am not, say it with me, what I was, who I was, whose I was, as I was. Now, that's all because of Jesus. That's all because of Jesus Christ. That's all because he gave his life for me. He rose from the dead. I put my faith and trust in him. I am solid in him. I'm going to follow him. And because of that, he has made me different. He has changed me. I have new potential. I've got all kinds of things I can do in my life now because of Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'm not what I was. Let's just look at this little chart real quick. I'm not what I was. Pop it up. I am changed. I am clean. I am chosen. I am covered. I am different. I am forgiven. I'm accepted. I am righteous. I am a new person. I have new potential. I have new power. I have a new purpose in my life. Can we thank the Lord? Come on. You are not who you were. Come on. So, now that's a great chart. And that's all based on Ephesians. You can walk it right through. So the question is, that's a great chart. And I can quote it, and I can scream it, and I can holler it. That's nice. That's helpful. But where do I go from here? Because I have a new potential, a new passion, I have a new purpose in my life. Where do I go from here? Well, a lot of it's going to be on you. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wave a little old spiritual wand? You could send some preacher some money on TV, and your life would get all straightened out. Wouldn't that be cool? Say. I fuss with them all the time. So many people preach something, but it only works on Sunday. I need something works every day. Don't you say? Come on. Every day. This is my best day of the week right here on Sunday when I'm with you folks. But what about when I go home? Okay? So I need some help. So it's all going to be You know, not all of it's on me. He's changed me. He's empowered me, given His Spirit. But so much of my future depends on me. Y'all listening or not? My future is bright, but no one but me can take the steps to do what? To get me where? Out of the hole, up walking again, having a fantastic life. You mean God wants you to have a great life? God wants me to have a great life. He says, I love you. When you realize the love of God and you realize He's called you friend, He says, God, Jesus said this to His disciples, I'm telling you this, I want my joy to remain in you. I want you to be full of my joy. And you're going to find out as I love you, you're going to want to love other people. And you're going to find out, listen, when you pray, I'm going to answer all your prayers. Why? Because you're loving me and you're loving people and you're not being full of yourself and you're not selfish anymore, but you're living in me. And God says, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to walk with you. This is incredible. This is a great life you can have. Amen? So keep looking. Let's go with it now. I must step into my future. Say that with me. I must what? Can we do it again? I must. Good. Y'all are with me today. This is pretty good. I got you. Come on. You're with me now. Come on. You want a great future, don't you? Come on. Say it with me one more time. I must what? I must step into my... Well, if that's going to happen, I'm getting it going. I'm getting it going. I want to talk about some things that's going to keep you from getting that to happen unless you deal with them. Let's go with it. It's the start that stops most people. This is not my quote. Most of all the quotes you see in my messages are mine, and they sound like mine because they're crazy. However, this is a great quote. I've never forgot it. I never want to forget it. It's the start that stops most people. Say that with me. It's the that stops. Have you been so down in your life, so bad in your life? I mean, honestly, part of you wanted to get up, but there's another part of you that just didn't. Can I see your hand? There's another part of you just didn't want to do. I didn't want to go. Or you're afraid. You've been hurt before. Does that mean I'm going to be hurt again? Is that what I'm going to do? Somebody else is going to just, you know, do this to me again? It's the start that stops most people. Amen. Remember that. It's the what? It's the start that stops most people. That's why this series, The Pit to the Pinnacle, we based it on the fact that it's all Jesus Christ. It's all based on who I am in Him. Now, if you don't see who you are in Christ, and I didn't for years as a pastor, I didn't. But now I do. And I'm growing. I feel like a little kid again. I do. I feel like, here I'm 53 years old, but I feel like, wow, I'm growing in a love relationship with Jesus Christ. I love this. I love this, that He loves me. And now, my brother this morning came up and hugged me, and I said, man, you're making me believe you love me. And he says, I do love you. I could have never said that to a fella. Man, you make me feel like you love me. Man, I believe you love me. But that is the love of God that's being poured back into my life right now by other people. Are y'all hearing the preacher or not this morning? But it's a beautiful thing. So all because of Jesus, okay? But there's some things that's going to keep us from getting there. You can step into your bright future or you can put it off. Today's the only day you have. Today is the only day you have. To presume that you have a tomorrow, James says it's evil. Jesus says when we think about tomorrow, He calls us a fool. Today is the only day I have. And if you get a tomorrow, it ain't going to be tomorrow. It's going to be today. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I'll do it tomorrow. No, you ain't. You're going to do it today. No, I said I'm going to do it tomorrow. No, you ain't. You're going to do it today. And if you do it tomorrow, you didn't do it tomorrow. You did it today. Y'all hear me or not? Today. What is procrastination? It's putting things off to some other time. You can have. Why don't you want a bright future starting now? Today. No, I do it tomorrow. I want to feel sorry for myself another week. Why don't you? Now listen, this is a pot calling the kettle black in here, ain't it, this morning? You've been knowing me for years. I know some of you, I come to listen to him feel sorry for himself for years. Y'all are mean. Procrastination. Well, you know football season's starting, right? Preseason tonight, Vikings Steelers. I hate to say it, if there's one player I dislike in the National Football League, it's Tony Romo. He's on the screen right there. Yeah, here we go. Listen, problems become smaller when you what? Tackle them head on. Procrastination, putting things off. But problems become smaller when you tackle them head on. You listening? Not putting something off, tackling it head on. How do I get it going? And we're just going to roll here a little bit. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I will read God's word today. When? No, I'll get to it tomorrow. No, you won't. Listen, I'll read God's word today because it's the one sure thing I have me to help me step into my future. Did y'all hear that or not? Well, I'll get me a great little book, a self-help book. Listen. I've got the word of God. I'm going to read God's word today as I step into my future. Yes or no? Y'all hearing me or not? As I go forward in my life. But at that day and that hour knows no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. I will treat my today as what? We're talking about procrastination. Not getting to your future. Putting it off. If you're going to move forward with your life, even if you've been run over by a Mack truck, which I felt like it in my life. Okay. Get your little sign. I've been run over by a Mack truck. How long is that going to last? Or you can say, I'm going to get it going, man. I'm going to get it going. But I'm not going to base it just on my abilities. It's all going to be based on my faith in Jesus Christ. But He's going to use my abilities. He's going to give me strength. And I can make it through this. I will treat my today as what? It's the one day I know that I have. If more of us realized, just one more day in the pit, man, just one more day. It's just another wasted day of our life. Why not take the effort today and just go ahead and start crawling? Let's go, baby. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's move today. Let's get into a future today. Amen? Come on. That's the plan here. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. We're talking about procrastination. I will watch and pray when? No, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. No, I'm going to watch and pray today for opportunities that are going to lead me what? Are y'all all right with me or not? We're talking about how can I go from the pit to the pinnacle? Oh, and by the way, if you're already doing pretty great and you're feeling pretty good about your life, these are the kind of things you need to keep doing every day. Amen. Say. Keep doing them every day. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. I am a servant of the Most High God, and I would like to do the work that He has for me. Is that your attitude? I want God to work in my life. I want God not just for me to feel better and to get past some struggle in my life, but no, I want to work for the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. He has called me friend. He is my master, yet He has called me His friend. I want to serve the Lord. Amen? Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he should find you what? And what I say unto you, I say unto all, that last word, say it with me, watch. I will be alert. I will be awake to God's leading in my life. When? Did you know God wants for you to have a great life? When? He wants you to start today. You've already got your tail up. You came to church today. You're off to a pretty good start, aren't you, say? Sure. How many be honest with me? Come on, we like to be honest in this room. How many of you can't even believe you at church today? Come on, let me see your hand. You can't even believe you here. You are, buddy. You made it, man. You're off to a good start. Amen? How many look at your life, look at your past? You can't believe you go to church every Sunday now in your life. Let me see your hand. Look at you people. Isn't God a great God? Say, let's praise Him this morning. Come on, let's get it going today, baby. Come on. Come on. So, procrastination. Now, these are some P's that I come up with, all right? Procrastination. I'm just going to put it off. I don't matter. See, I don't matter. I don't have any value. I'll put my life off because, you know, see, I'm nothing, right? That's because you see you or as you have been seen, but you don't see yourself as God sees you. He has incredible things for you today. Today. Okay, number two, let's look at another one. Again, if you've heard me say a few of these words along the way, you have, and I'm going to keep saying them. Here's something else that will destroy you getting to your future. Prognostication. Say that with me. Prognostication. Doesn't that sound very fancy? That's talking things to death. You want to get to your future? You want to live for God? You want to have a better life? You want to be strong in the Lord? You want to make a difference? You want to feel like you're not a piece of crap? Excuse my language. Listen, is that what you want to feel good about living for God and enjoy the life and enjoy this place we live? So many people are so messed up, they can't even enjoy the beach anymore. I don't like the beach. It's going to go at sand. There's a lot of water there. Yeah, it's the beach. Sharks! Come on, man. Thinking things to death. How about think this? If I go to the beach today, I just might see a sunset. How about think about if I go to the beach today, I might see a dolphin. How about if I go to the beach today, I might find a pretty shell or two. How about if I go to the beach today, I might think how God is so great. And He's awesome. And see His creation. Or you can think things to death and talk about how much sand's there in the water. And sharks. Listen, prognostication. Thinking too hard and too long about your past and even your future can cause you to miss the wonderful opportunities of today. Too long. Boy, I've been guilty of that. How many of you have been guilty of that? Just thinking about the mess and the junk. And you just, it's just something we do. We ruminate. Oh, it stinks, but we like, we'll keep smelling it. Oh, yeah. Come on. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. It's about what God thinks and not just what you think. You can think things to death in that brain of yours, and with all that pain and crap, and even your growing up in your life, if you don't start putting God into the equation, don't be surprised if you don't end back in the up in the pit or in a ditch. Don't you want to do things differently this time? Say yes or no. You listening or not? You okay today? Come on. What God thinks. This man said, I'll build me some bigger barns. See, because he's just thinking, ain't he? Then he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns. I'll be greater. I'll build greater. I'll bestow all my fruits, and there will be all my goods. It's about what God wants me to do, not just what I want to do. Do y'all know that or not? Say. Didn't you, ain't you part of the one that screwed up your life to begin with? And you might say, no, I was pushed or shoved. Remember the pit talk that we gave? I understand that. Sometimes you get shoved. But if we look back over our life, most of our pitfalls, we had something to do with it. Yes or no? Say. We can blame till the cows come home. And I'm going to tell you something. The best thing you'll ever do in your life, trust me on this one. You don't have to, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The best thing you'll ever do is to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And that God gave His only begotten Son for you to give you everlasting life. That you matter to Him and that you have value to Him. And if you don't do that and somebody shoves you into the pit, it's still on you. You know why? Because you never knew how much you mattered, how much value you had. A lot of the shoving that happens in our life, we could avoid it if we knew how much God loved us and the value that we have. I don't know if that made any sense to you. It'll sure direct your steps a lot differently. And some of the pitfalls in life. Keep looking. So it goes on, I'll say to my soul, soul, you've got much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, say it with me. Eat, drink, and be what? But God said unto him, you what? This night your soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which you have provided? It's how long God knows I have, not how long I think I have. Say that with me. It's how long God knows I have. Not how long I... Tomorrow? You think you got a tomorrow? You ain't got a tomorrow. You'd be a whole lot wiser, and I would too, if I start living in today and start living for in the now, start thanking God for today, and quit presuming upon tomorrow, which is evil, and tempting God. You listening to me or not? Come on. Prognostication. So number one, procrastination will keep me from walking into my future and having a bright future. Now, it's all based on Jesus Christ. Is that correct? Absolutely. From the pit to the pinnacle. The second thing, prognostication. I can think things to death. Think things to death. Is using your brain a good thing? Yes or no? Sure it is. But you don't know everything. God's word, hide it in your heart that you won't sin against him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the who? The Lord, man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own what? In all your ways acknowledge who? And he'll direct your what? Path. See how that works? Should I use my brain? Absolutely. Should I care more about what God thinks than just what I think? Absolutely. Number three. Pontification. Pontification. To pontificate. Talking things to death. That's what they do in Washington. Do you hear me? They get there and pontificate. It makes me want to regurgitate half the time. Are you hearing me or not? Pontification. Talking things to death. So procrastinate, prognosticate, thinking things to death, or pontification is talking things to death. When are you going to get around to it? You know, you ever heard a little round to it? Get around to it. What is one of those? You ain't done it yet. Come on. Talking things to death. Talking things. Oh, I might go to the beach. Well, it's going to rain. Yeah, but we might go. How about next week? Okay. Oh, it's crazy. Talk, talk, talk. When are you going to get it with your life? Yes or no? Yes or no? Say hello. Instead of talk, 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 why not? One more time. Instead of, why not? You can talk, 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 stay right where you are, or you can walk, 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 and be somewhere else. Yes or no? Say. Talk. Oh, did you hear what happened to me? Oh, did you hear what happened to me? And so many of us are going to get sick of listening. And then you find somebody, you hear what happened to me? And you know what? We've been going on with our life. I'm just being ugly today, ain't I? If you're hurting today, you're like, man, you're really mean to me. Hey. It is what it is. It is. I love you. Can you say that? I love you. I am so glad that I can actually talk like this in a church and not worry about if you like it or not. Why? Because I know it's helpful. And I'm not trying to be overly hard. You think this is hard, you're to come see me in my office. It gets really rough in there. Amen. Come on. Come on, guys. Can we talk and walk at the same time? Say. You want to talk, talk, talk? That's okay. That's okay. How about we talk and we walk at the same time? How about that right there? That way we doing what? Some of the best thing you could do for yourself is to get your tail up out of your chair and get out of the house. Come on. How many have been there before? You just didn't want to move, man. You just were so messed up. And maybe you haven't had a life that's been too tough. I don't know. But most people, how many would say, Pastor, I've had some pretty rough issues in my life alone. Can I see your hands? Just sort of identify. We've had some stuff. Yeah. So listen, let's talk and walk at the same time. That way we're moving and we might just get what? Somewhere. Now, we're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it today. We're going to think about it to death or we're going to go ahead and get moving. There you go. Good. Instead of talking about what you're going to do in the future, do something when. you have today. You want to effectively change your life, then do something today. Do something today. Do something today. Yeah, but what will they say? Excuse making. Stop. Do something today. What if I fail? You can at least go, well, I failed today. Amen. Come on. At least you tried, right? Say. Come on. Boast not yourself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You don't know. Whereas you don't know what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It's a vapor, man, that appears for a little time. Man, where'd it go? It's gone. It's gone. You can wait too long. You can think too long. You can talk too long. And before too long, your future says, so long, I'm gone. Now, who said that? I said that. You know that's goofy. Let's do it. Say it with me. You can wait too long. You can think too long. You can talk too long. And before too long, your future says, so long, I'm gone. Amen. Say. Do what? Okay, yeah, it could be a country song. Amen. Here we go. I tell them I'll be famous one day. You'll see. We're almost done, I think. Aren't we, Raj? Not really? He's going, oh. Somebody's got to move, baby. And that somebody is me. I've made a choice in my life. Because you'll always have people saying, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. I went through a lot of pain in my life. 28 years married. Don't want to talk about it all over again. Hurt desperately. Destroyed me. Only person I loved. Didn't know how to love nobody else. I had to make a decision. I'm going to spend the rest of my life like that? Or do I have value and do I matter enough that I can add value and joy and help a little bit in somebody else's life? And that's the choice I made. And I married Kim almost 3 years ago on 9/9. I married Kim. And yesterday, instead of sitting in a hole back where I was 3 years ago whining, I was at a park in Orlando throwing two little girls up in the air playing water games and having a good time. Y'all listening or not? But if I had listened to all my Christian friends and the preachers, oh, no, you need to stay miserable the rest of your life. Hey, how about you stay miserable the rest of your life? How about that? How about you preach that to your church? They'll really love you. How about that? Yeah. And it's no cakewalk. Guys, it's no cakewalk starting again. It's no cakewalk getting married again. It's no cakewalk being 53 and having a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. Are you kidding me? It's not a cakewalk. It's not easy. It's a choice to do something with your life, man. You matter. You can do something. But if you keep listening to everybody or thinking it to death or waiting, you'll never do anything. Y'all listening or not? I know it's a little... If you've heard me for the first time, boy, he opens up. Oh, this is nothing, okay? Come on, trust me. Action words, action works. Say that with me. Action, action. Can we say that loud? Action, action. So we're going to finish up, even though we don't have a ton, but we're going to say it pretty quick, Raj. We've talked about procrastinating, putting it off. We've talked about prognosticating, thinking it to death. We've talked about pontificating, which is talking it to death. Or you can take action, and action words and action works. So here's some action words from the Bible. Set. Say that word with me. Say them all with me. Set. Seek. Let. Stand. Put. Be. Do. Set. Seek. Let. Stand. Whatever he just had up on the screen. There it is. Stand. Put. Be. Do. Here we go. I can't remember that. Are you kidding me? Here we go. So let's look at some, let's look at some action words that can help you. We're going to do 7 words. Not going to take forever. I have a few scriptures, not a ton. How can I move forward? Well, you got three things you got to knock out of the way. We talked about them. The P's. PPP. Got it? Action words. Set your affection on things above. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. That's number one. What God says is what matters most. What God says is what matters most. I want to have a bright future. I'm going to do some action. Going to get off my tail. But number one, set your affection on things above. What God says is what matters most. Number two, say that with me. Seek. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. So number two, seek. My surrender is the key to unlocking my future. My surrender to the Lord is my key for unlocking my future. Did you hear me? You want to do it your way? Hadn't you already learned it didn't work? Yeah, but it was somebody else's fault. Well, you can do that all day long, or we can get moving here. And what I'm telling you is a firm foundation. This is not shoddy, weak mess. This is strong. Number two, so seek. Your surrender is the key to unlocking your future. Your surrender to the Lord. Yeah, I don't know about that church stuff. Great. Have a good life. Go find it. You will not have the joy of the Lord without the Lord. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. Come on. That's His plan for your life. Number three, let the mind of Christ be in you. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Don't you want somebody else helping you think your life through now? Say, don't you, buddy? Me too. Me too. I need help. Say that with me. I need help. I need help. Let the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What's His mind? Who being in the form of God, He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What's the mind of Christ? But pop it up. But He made Himself of no reputation. He took upon Him the form of a what? He was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, He what? He humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Are you feeling and hearing the mind of Christ? So many times our life is screwed up, we're in the hole, and we make the dumbest, most selfish decisions. Destructive to our life. Instead of humility and meekness and following the way of the Lord. Amen. You hear me or not? I must be humble. If I want to get out of this hole and I want to have a future, I've got to be humble and I've got to have a teachable what? Teachable spirit. Do you want to do the same thing you did before? Don't we know people that do that? They get in all kinds of mess in relationships. They end up finding the same exact person they had before. Men do it, women do it. Wouldn't you like to be better able to know how to do stuff? Yes or no? You know, I talked to a lady today with employment. She's got a job, we're back in the same kind of job, same kind of situation, same kind of treatment. It's almost ditto, the same thing over again, and her life is not a happy life. We can make better choices. Y'all hear me or not? Okay? We got to be humble, have a teachable spirit. Number four, stand firmly against the what? Ooh, that was quiet. Let's try it again. Stand firmly against the what? The lust of the flesh. You want to screw your life up? Live your life by lust. What feels good, what you want, what you feel, live for you and me. I just care, yeah. Oh, it'll taste good for a little while, won't it? And the pit's going to be a whole lot deeper and darker than you ever thought it was going to be. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from what? Which do what? War against your soul. Now, there's all kinds of things that are mentioned. I didn't bring them all up because of sake of time today. But there's all kinds of things that the Bible mentions that we must fight against. Amen? And it's not just sexual sins. There's all kinds of sins and lustful things that we need to fight against if we want to have a future. Yes or no? Y'all understand? I must fight the war where? if I'm going to win the battle where? There's a battle going on, all right. It's not what somebody else did to me. It's what I'm doing to myself. I'm killing myself, thinking this way, doing the things I'm doing. There's a battle going on right here. And this is the only place you're going to win the battle. You're never going to get the ducks lined up just right in the row they need to be in. Well, I'll get my ducks lined up in a row. I'll have a good life. Well, the problem is ducks quack and they're always moving, man. You know what I'm saying? I was in Orlando yesterday. Two little butt ducks, we called them Flippy and Dippy. They just turned right upside down. All you saw was their butts. It's crazy. And Danny and Abby, they just loved Miss Flipper and Dipper. That's your life. Butts of a duck up in the air if you're going to keep trying to live your life by getting your ducks in a row. Hello, y'all right? Come on, the battle's right here. Make decisions to affect you and your life based on God's Word and standing strong in the Lord and fighting those lusts that so destroy our life. Amen. Number five, we're talking about getting to our future. Put away. Say it with me. Bitterness, resentment, and what? Let's say that again. Put away. How many be honest with me now? It just feels really good to be angry and mad at somebody. Are you going to go by that feeling? Or are you going to go by the fact that if you and I continue to do that, we're not going to get to a future? Amen. You've heard it said, if you're bitter against somebody, you're chained to that person. Is that true, yes or no? If we really were honest this morning, many in this room, you are chained to somebody. You're chained to somebody. You are chained to somebody. And you're here at church trying to get better and trying to figure it all out, but you are chained to somebody because you're bitter or angry against them. And you could be angry with cause. What difference does it make? When are you going to realize you matter and you have value and you matter more than being chained to somebody because of something they've done and you're just going to be angry the rest of your life? You matter more than just being an angry human being on planet Earth. Amen. Yes or no? Say. Or a bitter person. Guys, and this is the pot calling the kettle black again. Man, I know. The beautiful thing is you can love. Come on, you can live, you can smile, you can laugh. Some of you can never even see yourself doing that again. You can, man. But you got to do this. You got to put away some what? Bitterness, resentment, and anger. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil what? Be put away from you with all malice. How many in this room talked ugly about somebody this week? Can I see your hand? Look at you. Y'all ain't shy at fellowship. You just go ahead. I talk ugly about them. It's okay. Do you see what I mean? Life is a choice, isn't it? To guard that old tongue, to not, you know, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. There's a war going on, man. I refuse to let the root of bitterness defile me and derail my future. Say that with me. I refuse to let the root of bitterness defile me and derail my future. Does the Bible say the root of bitterness will spring up defiling many? Does it say that? It says that in the book of Hebrews. It does it. You want a future? I thought I just had to go to the beach. No, there's a little bit more to it than that. Amen? Number six, B. We're talking action words and action works, if you'll do this. Be kind, tenderhearted, doing what? Isn't it funny how many of you maybe in the room, you're thinking, I'm the one hurt and he's telling me all these things I've got to do. I didn't tell you to do it. Jesus said do it. I didn't tell you to do it. Your Creator said do it. He wants His joy to be in you. He wants it to remain full in you. He wants you to be light and salt. He wants you to be a friend on the inside. I'm going to tell you something right now. Jesus Christ will not have you on the inside whining to Him every day. You think you're on the inside, but you've already taken yourself out. Let's, yes or no? Say, you've taken yourself out, man. How many kings are going to go, bring the whiner in? We've got a different view of Jesus than we should have. He calls us on the inside to love him and to love other people. And whatever it is or whatever's happened in your life, if it's causing you to not love him and not love other people, that's a problem with you and God. And he wants to deal with you on it. Amen? Because he's called you for a purpose down here. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Say it with me. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven who? You. Amen? I must follow love, and love will lead me to my future. I wrote this line before I ever met Kim. Do you hear me or not? Hello? I mean, I knew her years ago, just as a person in the church. I must follow love, and love will lead me to my future. Say that with me. I must follow love, and love will lead me to my future. Guys, that ain't spooky, like, saying, you know, talk like that. No, that's the Bible. Follow love. Love never fails. If you're bitter, angry, not forgiving people, you're not following love, you're following hate. And you're going to be led down a hateful path. Or you might get lucky and find somebody that loves a person who's hateful. Yes or no? Amen. By the way, I've had an incredible time preaching this message this morning. It's been incredible. I mean, it's been incredible. Oh, man. It's been great. I say that to say this. I'm standing in a different place now. I'm not in the pit. I'm not in the pit. I'm standing up and I'm standing taller and I'm standing stronger. And God can use what he says in the word. He has comforted me. Therefore, I can comfort others. And it's great to be standing here to reach out a hand to want to help somebody. Not to put you down. If I have been hard today, it's just trying to pull you up, man. But it's been so good for me today. I mean, I just thank the Lord today that I got to do this. Number 7, action word. Do what? Do all to the glory of God. Whether you eat, whether you drink, whatsoever you do all to the glory of God. I want to be a light in whom God shines bright. Say that with me. I want to be a light in whom God shines bright. Guys, I just don't think you're going to go wrong. If you want to be a light in whom God shines bright. Oh, you're just one of them crazy Christians, ain't you? Just trying to shine for Jesus. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. Amen? I am. But guys, don't forget, don't put the light on down at the end without doing all those other things. See, all those other action words is what turns the light on. But we as Christians, we think we can do all to the glory of God and we can shine our light for Jesus by showing up on Sunday morning. There's so much that needs to be done in your life. There's a battle going on right inside of you right here. And you need to fight the good fight of faith. And you need to fight that battle and know that you're worth it, that you have value. And when you start to realize that, you'll start to see other people have value. Other people matter. And you'll start to see, wow, isn't today a good day? And you'll start thinking about today instead of tomorrow. Did you hear me or not? Did y'all get that? Oh, tomorrow. Can't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow. Why not live today? You can, if the joy of the Lord's your strength. You hear me today? Amen. Come on, say these words with me. Set, seek, let, stand, put, be, do. Roger, we're done. Ain't we? You're killing me up here. Raising the bar. Let's thank the Lord for the word this morning. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. That's a good message.